Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Put your hand on your heart and say, I am a world changer. I am a soul winner. I'm godly. I'm submissive to God's word. I'm focused. I'm healthy. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm loving, gentle, and kind. I'm a born again child of God. And I have a place reserved for me in heaven with all of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We'll be getting a few of those. Yeah, give the Lord a shout. We'll be getting a few different ones as we go. And, you know, God wants us to just be a little bit more diverse. Amen. So you may now be seated. Praise God. Well, you know, it's very exciting times we're living in. I think we're living in extremely exciting times. And if you look at the signs around, if you're a child of God and you know the Word of God, you know that we are coming up to the end where Jesus Christ is going to come and take the bride back. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that the earth is groaning with labor pains, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. This thing happening on Saturday and next month in October the 17th, those are the sons of God standing up and being the next event that's happening on the 17th of November, of October. It'll be on our webpage. You can check it out. But it's called Courageous Men. Courageous men. And we were bantering about thinking, should we do it with the corona and all that stuff? Should we do it or not do it? And we said, you know what? We're courageous men. We're doing it. We are not letting the devil stop us from being courageous men and children of God. So that's going to be taking place. We want you to all join us, whoever can, as men. And it's going to be powerful. But we are in a place right now where we are more relevant than you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. Right now, even last year, we didn't have what we're facing this year. We are more needed and more necessary as a body of Christ right now to be the sound, the voice, and the atmosphere needs to be charged with our words, our prayers, our declarations, not what the world's saying. Can you say amen? We need to be speaking life. Now, what my wife was speaking about, she's going to do this thing and next Sunday night, and I live with her, so I hear what's coming. It's going to be exciting. Not this next Sunday, sorry, the one after. Sunday evening, it's going to be from 6 o'clock. We're making it early so you can get in and get some real revelation for your life. So I encourage you to all be here. But and God's given me a teaching as well that, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And we discovered, I've done the teaching here for many years, that as a man thinks in his heart, what is the heart? And I've shown it and we've discussed it. It's a subconscious mind. And that comes out of the Bible and out of the strong concordances, etc., etc. And so God is starting to reveal stuff to me about this and how it works. And what my wife was saying is where you focus, that's where you're going to be working. Where you focus, let me tell you, what you focus on is where your energy is going to be. What you focus on is where your energy is going to go. So with her teaching and what God's giving me for us, it's going to change our very lives. And the reason, because you'll be making mistakes and haven't understood certain things, this is going to just open it up. And things are going to change in your life. Even from being sick, year in and year out, from getting flu every year, that can be snapped and broken out of your life. Amen. Now, I know my wife said something, but I want to just say this. We are not promised tomorrow. But as a child of God, I'm promised a good, healthy, long life. So I am promised tomorrow. Come on, get what I'm saying now. All right, because I don't want you to go get that attitude, and she'll explain it as well better in detail later on. But I'm promised a long, healthy, productive life. And when I go, I'm not going to go sick. No one said you have to die by getting sick. I want to be like Abraham and Joseph. I want to pray over my children, my grandkids, pull my legs into the bed and give up the ghost like Jesus did. He said, no one takes my life. Come on. Let me tell you what, if the demons could have taken your life, you would already be gone. And so, and there is a time that we got to go. There's a time that will go. But I am going to determine that I'm not going sick and I'm not going young. Come on. I don't want people to get that mindset, well, 70 and then it's downhill from there. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God promised us in Genesis 6:3, 120 years. Read it, look it up, study it, and understand it. The reason they lived up to 70 or 80 years maybe was when they were in the wilderness, disobedient to God, would not go into the promised land, and God had to get rid of that generation so he could bring the Joshua generation in to get into the promised land. Those people died in the wilderness. You don't have to. Set, put your hand on your heart. Say, if I'm in the wilderness, I'm coming out now, and I'm certainly not going to camp here or die here. I'm going into the promised land. You see, we've got the solutions to the world's problems, but we're too quiet. And God is saying, stop that now, and let's start proclaiming, declaring, prophesying, and decreeing, and become the church. The living, vibrant, alive church of God. Amen. I want to talk to us about an incredibly amazing thing that happened. We all understand it, but I'm going to just show you something a little bit more here. And the service today God gave me is called Redeemed. Everyone say Redeemed. Redeemed. Now we've heard that. We sing the song, I am redeemed. We all know that, right? And Galatians 3, go with me to Galatians 3, and we're looking at verse 13. And Galatians 3, 13, out of the Passion Translation, says it this way, Christ paid the full price to set us free from the curse of the law. How much of the price did he pay? The full price. Anything left out? No. He paid it all. Amen. He absorbed it completely as he became a curse in our place. See, he wasn't cursed for his mistakes or his sin. He was cursed for ours. Amen. He was cursed in our place, for it is written, everyone who is hung upon a tree is doubly cursed. Now, just if you quick, go to, flip with me to Romans 6 and verse 14. You can write these notes down, and I'll try to stay slow today. Calm and slow. Keep telling myself, breathe, slow, calm. Because I get so excited sometimes, I try to get so much into you, and that sometimes I'm too quick and you can miss it. So, slow and calm. Romans 6:14. Watch what God says here now. Look at this. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You once were a slave to sin, but you are now a slave to righteousness. This is God's words. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. Why? Because I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We just read it. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And he's saying, for you're not under the law. Sin doesn't have dominion over you. Come on, get this now. Because I'm not under the law, sin can have no and hold no dominion over my life anymore. And say, gotcha, completely taken care of. Thank you, Jesus. He says, you're not under the law, but you're under grace. Thank God that we're under grace. I just thank God that. Now, so many people subconsciously, and this is where we're going to attack when I get this completed message that God's been giving me. Subconsciously, they are living in guilt and condemnation to some sin in their life. Some unworthy feeling, some I'm not good enough feelings, some I did not read enough Bible feelings, some of I never went to seminary feelings, some of these I didn't serve God yesterday feelings. They're so caught up in condemnation and guilt that they're often held captive to all sorts of things that belong in the curse. Because they don't know. The whole thing has been taken care of at the root. The root was ripped out. God didn't treat the symptom. He took care of the cause. You see, if you take the cause out, the symptoms will disappear. He took it out from the root. This is what Jesus did for us. Can you say amen? And people are caught up in all of this stuff. But you've been released by the power that's working in Christ Jesus on your behalf. In my behalf, we have been released. Say, I am free. I'm released. Said the prison door is open. I'm walking out a free man. I'm walking out a free woman. Say, no filing, no tunneling, no sneaking, no running, no swamps, no dogs. I walk out free. Amen. You see, we've got to understand when Jesus did it, he did it all. And he said, it's done. It's finished. It's over. Amen. And it's not your and it's not my effort, thank God. It's a gift of God through his son, Jesus Christ, to all of mankind, whosoever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. It's available to every human being on the planet. Christ has redeemed you. You got to accept it, receive it, believe it, and walk in it, or else you're not going to have it. And you can walk out of bondage into glorious liberty. I'm telling you, I was held bondage to sickness for years of my life. Growing up as a child, all the time sick, all the time sick. Every year, flu, 2-3 times. You know, I was so proud I got it because I'd brag about it. I'll be the first to get it. How stupid can a person be? You know the old saying, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never harm you. I'd rather have sticks and stones hitting me than words. You understand? And so I walked out of sickness when I started to realize I'm healed and I've been set free from the curse. And the curse consists of sickness. And so now what we're walking in and living in the world right now with all of this coronavirus and all of the stuff that's going on in the world, we are actually redeemed from that stuff. And you cannot allow your mind to take a break and get into some fear just for a while. You've got to get out of fear and you've got to get into God and say, I'm in grace. And listen, we have been graced to do this. God has graced us to do it. I know people have died. I know children have died. I know people have died at young ages. I know people went before their time. I understand that, and it's hard, and it's harsh, and it's not nice, and people suffer through that. People have died from corona around the world. That's why it's important. Get the message out. Get the word out. Get this out to the people. You need to like us online. You need to share online. You need to invite people right to the services. If they can't come, tell them to watch. You need to get them. We've got a worldwide web. Worldwide. If you've got cousins, uncles, and aunts in Beirut and China, wherever, phone them, email them, say, watch. This is freedom in Christ. Telling you the truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. That's going to make you free. I heard somebody say this the other day. Teaching. And I just thought, oh, sweet Jesus, help me. Of course, it's a lie. It's not a truth. I heard two things. The one thing was, God first creates the cure before he creates the disease. Now, I'll leave that in your brain and you think about that. God first comes up with the cure and then he comes up with the disease. In other words, there's a cure for corona and God brought corona. Those same people agree with the insurance companies that say it's an act of God that your house blew down, we're not paying. How about it's an act of the devil and the curse in the earth? But I mean, literally someone, and this was Christians speaking to people on the airwaves, saying that God first invents the cure and then he invents the disease. So that means God is making you sick. Now, if God is making you sick, why did he come to redeem me from sickness and the curse?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday and Sunday.